Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So a couple weeks ago, I got a blessed opportunity. I got a very last minute day of invitation to be able to go up to the Pantages in Hollywood to see a musical. I don't care what musical it is. If it's at the Pantages, I'm going to go, okay? Because this is a special treat. I mean, it's an experience to me just to drive into Hollywood and see all of the amazing buildings and to see all of the uniqueness of Hollywood itself. But then you get out of the car, you get out of the parking garage and walking along the sidewalk and you see the stars on the ground and trying to figure out which ones you recognize and what they're from and seeing people taking pictures in front of them, and the experience just gets deeper, right? And then you get into the theater, and I don't know if you've been inside the Pantages, but the Pantages is a pretty amazing theater to be in, even just in the lobby itself. But then you enter in, and it's just amazing, and amazing to think how many productions have happened in there, to think that such wonderful musicals as Les Miserables and Phantom of the Opera have happened in there, and I could just go on and on and on naming them. But to get to sit down, and it's just awe-inspiring. And then the curtain opens and the show begins, right? And you just become mesmerized by what's happening. And you get to intermission, and it's just like trying to absorb it all in and processing it. But then what's so great, you get there processing it, and then you realize there's a whole other half that we get to experience, right? I mean, it's just amazing. I love thinking about all of the work that the writers and songwriters put into it, all of the work that the choreographers put into every step that's made. And when I think about the costumes, oh my goodness, I have to go to Lion King in my head. I don't know if you've seen it, but the way they do those animals, especially like the elephants and the giraffes, is just incredible. That people could have minds that could conceive of the concept of how to do this. And you watch it as the actors, you know, have just put in months of work, probably memorizing lines and steps and movements and taking on the character and bringing it to full life there on the stage. And it's just blessed, right? And whether it's at the Pantages, whether it's at a community theater or at a high school, or even going and seeing my kids doing productions at their other church, I think is just some of the most wonderful experiences to be able to see art come to life on the stage in front of you. And better yet, being able to see the story unfold, because that's what it's all about, right? The story that unfolds, and every piece having an intentional part that it plays in telling that story. And so here we have Palm Sunday, the very intentionally designed and placed piece in Jesus' story, right? I mean, one of the greatest productions ever done is any reproduction of the story of Jesus. Here it is. Right before us. Here we are, living it right here today as we wave palms and sing hosannas and tell the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Jesus moving down from the Mount of Olives that overlooks the valley in front of it and coming down with the palm branches waving and the cloaks on the floor. Jesus on the colt. What kind of a colt? One that had never been ridden before, saved just for Jesus. And here he comes, and people are shouting, and people are singing, and the excitement is just overwhelming. I thought about, what are the times that we feel this kind of energy? What are the times that we have these kind of experiences in our lives? And I first thought about, you know, when a team gets a championship, right? A professional team gets a championship. What is the one of the big deals but that they get to have the parade back at their hometown, right? And all of the confetti and all of the music and all of them moving through and the whole city showing up, and maybe someday we'll get to experience it here in LA again, right? Maybe when the Angels win the championship, right? Or the Dodgers or the Rams or the Chargers. But the energy and excitement of being able to watch a whole season and then getting to see it come to the pinnacle of winning the championship and all getting to be there and present, whether you're on the streets or on the TV or seeing it in the newspaper, there's such energy and excitement and pride. That's our team, right? That's who I've been watching. That's who I've been rooting for. This is the moment I've been waiting for. And here's Jesus' followers. Here's those whose lives have been touched by him, and he's coming into Jerusalem, and that excitement is just there. Here's Jesus. Here's the prophet. Here is the one and only, and he is coming into Jerusalem. And they're so overwhelmed by it. They're waving palm branches, grabbing them off the trees, getting whatever they can to show their support. They're taking off their cloaks and putting them on the ground, not worrying what happens to them, wanting to provide for Jesus that's coming through, right? I mean, this is like the ultimate of all parades. And think about it. Why is he coming into Jerusalem? He's coming into Jerusalem to give his life for us. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't shrink back at the danger that's before him. He doesn't question whether or not he should go in knowing what's going to happen. But he goes in full force. He goes in the way that fulfills the prophecy of how it's going to happen. Here he comes in to welcome death with open arms because of how full his heart of love is for us. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that just incredible right there? No story that Hollywood could write would ever compare to the story that God wrote, fulfilled, and keeps telling today. And today I tell us that we need to look at this story and realize what today is about. Today, Palm Sunday, is about one and one thing only, praising Jesus for his presence with us. And not just in worship, not just taking 1 hour to honor and worship God and to lift praises, but to take a day to praise and honor and glorify Jesus, to allow this to be a great day of celebration, to allow this to be a day where we challenge ourselves, when I walk out that door, what is one way that I can truly honor Jesus, that I can truly give thanks to Jesus for being a part of my life and giving his life for mine? What is a way that I can celebrate that? What is a way that today, and instead of complaining, instead of griping, instead of looking what I don't have or what I need or what I have to do this week or how busy things are or how things just aren't the way that I want it, but how do I put all of that to the side and to say, let's take this day and look at our blessings. Let's take this day and to give thanks to God for everything that we have. To be able to take the palms and wave them. To take the hosannas and shout them. To be able to see like the crowd who, when they were asked, who is this? Who is it that you would treat this way with joy in a parade and laying down your coats? And they didn't say, I don't know. Who did they say? It's the rock star of all rock stars. That's Jesus. He's the prophet from Nazareth who lives in Galilee. This wasn't a statement of, I'm not totally sure. This was a statement of conviction. No fear, no hesitation. But that's Jesus. And how do we put that exclamation on today? How do we look with intentional eyes at what happens today and recognize when we see Jesus around us? Because I guarantee you with full conviction from my heart to yours that Jesus will be present around you today if you will open your hearts and eyes to see him. And how is it when that light bulb clicks and you realize it and you see it to be able to say, that's Jesus right there. To not have hesitation, but to have conviction. to name it and claim it and to give thanks for it. Because it's just what the crowds modeled on this day. That's what they did. And that's what we're challenged to do on this day. But this day I can't talk about without talking about this week. I do it every year. It's one of my traditions that I have, and I don't like starting traditions. But I always have to give this reminder. You know, it's one of those things that I would never think to leave midway through a show. I would never look at a great musical like Hamilton or Les Miserables, name your favorite. And I would never look at the program and say, these scenes aren't my favorite. I'm going to go take a break during them and I'll come back when we get to a scene that I like, right? I want to savor every moment because every moment is vital to the story, right? Every song, every line, every action is important to hear the whole story. And the story of Holy Week, the story of Christ, is no different. We can't skip the scenes that make us uncomfortable. We can't skip the scenes that are a little darker, a little sadder, or inconvenient for us. We can't skip from Palm Sunday and its shouts of joy and go straight to the joy of Easter. We have to go through Holy Week with Jesus. We have to take that journey. We have to take that ride. We have to honor the whole story. The story that goes through the Last Supper, one last Passover meal with his disciples. Imagine how one of those disciples would have felt if they passed up that opportunity to share that meal with Jesus. Said, now I've got a better invitation today. I'll see you next year, right? What the guilt would be. What the I wish I could take that back would be. I wish I could have been there. How do we make sure that we're there? Not just once, but every year. How it is that we're celebrating that meal. Not just like on the first Sundays when we celebrate communion and honor its meaning, but to honor that day, to sit at that table with our brothers and sisters, to take that meal like it's our last with Christ, to savor every moment of it, and to hear those words that follow of Jesus in deep prayer in the dark garden, Jesus in agony, praying what? The most part of it is praying for us. He's about to get arrested. He's about to be killed. And where is his heart? His heart is on us. How do we be there with him? How do we be there in that garden to sit with him while he's in agony? To be there and to watch as he's arrested? To be there on Good Friday? To realize that those nails are our nails. Those are the nails that were intended for us, and he took them for us. How do we make sure we're there? How do we make sure we live that moment? Not skip over it because it seems too bloody. Not to skip over it because it hurts too much. Not to skip over it because it's just not our favorite part of the story. But to live through it with Christ, knowing that if he wasn't nailed to the cross, he couldn't have been buried in the tomb. He couldn't have risen, and we couldn't have Easter. How do we not skip that step? And Holy Saturday. So often we don't think about it. It's just that Saturday. There's nothing special with it. We don't have services. A lot of churches, they have egg hunts that day. But realize what Holy Saturday is. Holy Saturday, that day between Good Friday and Easter, it is the saddest day in the whole story. Because Holy Saturday is the day that the world was without Christ. That was the day where Jesus was in the tomb. How do we find a way to allow our hearts to be in that tomb, to be in that place, thinking of what life would be like if we didn't have Christ, if we didn't have a Savior, if we didn't have a Messiah, and to go from that place of life without to the celebration of Easter, to realize the victory over death, to realize that there can't be a world without Christ because Christ is bigger than this world and anything this world could throw at him. That's the whole story. That's the complete first act, second act, intermission. We can't skip parts, but we're intended to live, honor, and experience the whole thing, to allow our hearts to go through that roller coaster, to allow them to go from the depths to the heights of Jesus' story. My friends, let us enter into Holy Week with true celebration, to live every moment and to come back to rejoice in Easter, not with regrets of what we might have been able to do this week, but with proclamation of how we were with Christ and how Christ was with us the whole journey through. My friends, will you pray with me? Gracious God, today is a day of celebration. Today is a day that we as a family get to rejoice in what Christ did, to take that walk through the streets of Jerusalem with him, to wave our palms, to allow our hearts to be filled with praise and conviction of who Christ is and the way that he lived and died for us. Help us to have your Holy Spirit to guide us through this week, to walk the whole journey, to not skip steps, but to walk through the whole thing, knowing that Christ would never skip steps for us because he would never want anything less than perfect for us, would want nothing less than the eternal life he gifts us with, nothing less than the victory over death that comes with Easter. Guide us, help us, and be with us this whole week long until we come to gather again in your name on Easter morning. For this we pray. Amen.